Mark, go. With zero or negative rates, that's just going to create more malfeasance out of on Wall Street. And
what does that mean?
That means what's going on there now on steroids, or 2008 on steroids.
What's going on there now? What's going on? They're all accountable. There is no room for foolishness. Where's the room for foolishness? Listen, the money that's being compromised isn't money. Yeah. There's so much in, there's so much out, they don't even know anymore. So I made $250 billion yesterday. Okay, good for you. What does that mean? There ain't a bank in the country. You can put it in the bank. There ain't a bank can do it. The only one that can do it's Maybank. Chase can't do it. Wells Fargo is okay. They're solvent, but they ain't taking new customers like that. They got them all.
Yeah. Listen to this, Carol. Yeah, I have something to say, Ian. Just a second. Hey, Carol.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Since nobody's got any money, it doesn't matter if you make $250 billion or you make $10,000 a year, everybody's got a basic economic support in the welfare state. So everybody is already on a guaranteed income. This is some play with the virtuality of it.
No. It's the wrong word. What your point is correct, but it's the wrong word. But the rising tide raises the draft on all the boats. All they've done is made $100,000 a year of poverty. That's all that's happened. You see,
they've made $100,000 a year is the poverty level.
Correct. A family of four, blah, 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 blah. The 100 grand is still starving. On the leash.
That's inflation.
So they would be.
Well, not if there's so much money flowing down the stream that there's just so much they've devalued money. See, gold isn't the same. Money's getting cheaper, more plentiful because that's why your rates are so low, because the demand is so high for the bonds. The yield curve is now inverted. Oh, they're going into recession. No, you're not, because that all they've done is opened up the stream. More stream is more flow. He's doing this on purpose so that your national debt doesn't kill you. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, our darling baby boy has already spent $1 trillion+ being conservative, and we have money, and we're not spending money. He's blown through a trillion fucking dollars just on his looks already.
Well, Ion,
he mentioned it.
With all this money floating around, and Trump will probably get his zero or negative rates, why does he need quantitative easing?
He doesn't. He doesn't have quantitative easing.
But he's asking.
They're not doing
it.
No, he's not. Stop. No, he's not. He's chiding them to make an action. He knows they don't want quantitative easing. He doesn't want somebody else paying his bill, because then he'd have to have a fallatio-based relationship with whatever did the easing. Ask Angela Merkel how that thing worked out. She woke up with a dick in her behind, and she still don't know what happened to her. So, yeah, she don't know what happened.
You know, he just goes around creating havoc. You know, at the G7, he's having a lunch with Macron, and in the same time frame, he's not even a drinker, and he made the statement. I've always felt that American wine is better than French wine, and piss off the French.
Right.
And he just,
of course.
He's always throwing those trial balloons out there and trying to. They didn't even create minutes this year to have signed off.
Oh,
because last year they did.
Yes, they did. It's one page. Two big paragraphs is one page, and it was ready by the time they went to the stage. Who cares? Who cares? The damn thing is worthless.
Last year he walked out, he wouldn't sign it.
Yeah, he's like, it's ridiculous. But see, all that does, it makes a modality. You're going for say something. Say something. Say something. We've been the best of friends, but let me tell you, motherfucker, you can I'll step over your cold, dead body. You think you're going to run me? We've been the best of friends. You know, I've always admired you. You've been a really good guy, and I appreciate it. You know, you helped me out. I had the plague. You gave blood. You helped me out every way, and I appreciate it. But you, motherfucker, if you think you're going to run me, let me explain to you how this milk got in this coconut. I don't know what you think you're doing, but America's first. You got that? America's first. Now, fuck all that other stuff. Get this right. Once you get this straightened out, okay, now we can talk. Okay, you're speaking what I can understand. Okay, you keep talking about all this other shit. I don't know why you're speaking, because you're not communicating anything with me. Because I'm going to make America first, because we got to pay for everything. Did we mention that we're paying for everything in your damn country? You motherfucking country ain't worth a damn. We're paying for everything, and you giving me grief? You talking about me? Oh, yeah, that's the thing. You know, if we were you, we'd continue on that path. It's working so well for you. You know, isn't it great, the great strides that you've made running this thing like you want to? Congratulations on it. These people are going apoplectic. They don't have a clue. The next thing, they're in a meeting, and they're loving him up, and the next thing you know, he reaches over and calls the joint chief of staff and says, bomb fucking France. Bomb them. Blow them off the earth. They don't need to be here no more. Motherfuckers can't make wine. All the others got sand niggers running around everywhere. Blow them up. Just blow them. We done with this. Miss Prime Minister, you better hurry up and get home. You better hurry and get home. It's going to be trouble. Better get on back home right quick, because this ain't going to go good for you. Thank you so much for stopping by. And we could not get by without your valued support. Have a good day, sir. Anything we can do to help you, just let us know. We're right here for you. Just let us know. Yeah. Call NATO. Tell them to make your little, don't forget to make that deposit, though. Better get that deposit in there before we get, so we can go. Yeah. We ain't paying for your bitch ass no more. You need to know that.
He mentioned at the summit that, he said that our friends treat us worse than our enemies do. And so
basically, he's right.
Yeah, there's another.
And what is it? That's not really true. That's not really true. But he's making the point. He's making the point that he's going to get right up in their face and say, this is exactly what you did and didn't do. And now all of a sudden, all the backup support, the old white people in America are noting that now you finally have some stick-to-itive capacity for being the superpower that we are. Before, yeah, you were a superpower, but you didn't know it. See? Yeah. You didn't know it. You didn't know you were a superpower. Because everything was upside down, and everything was Janet Yellen's problem, and everything was this, and can't say that, and me too this, and gotta do that, and can't think this, and can't do that. Meanwhile, everybody in the world is supposed to turn into a homosexual or something, or an autosexual. You can't like boys or girls time you get through with it after a little while. There's nothing really left, and anybody you do have relationships going to be offended by whatever was offended about being offended while you're being offended. So it really didn't make any difference, so you didn't worry about the economy. You didn't worry about your sexual life. You didn't worry about your eating. You're going to die anyway, and it was on a short path to a long pier for a long walk in eternity, and then you bump into it, and all of a sudden, a breath of fresh air blows in and goes, what? You mean we can be normal? You mean we can have be valid? You mean we can survive? You mean we can make money? We can have money? Whose money? What is money? What do you do? What do you do with money? Well, you can, it's all right to be all right with money again. He made money appropriate. And he told them all of them. He told all of them. He says, I'm going to make America great again. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to use rich people. I'm sick and goddamn tired of y'all getting the poorest motherfuckers on the planet and put them in charge of a Senate subcommittee that's supposed to be running something when they can't even balance their own checkbook. And now they're spending billions of dollars on some bullshit that don't mean anything for anything. He has 4,300 cabinet posts that are unfilled. And you know why they're not filled? He said, we don't need them. They're just wasting money. Why are we filling up office space in Washington, D.C. is exactly $9 a foot. Cheapest ever, ever, ever. Yeah. There's offices everywhere. Nobody's in office because he's not hiring all them people, filling all them jobs, giving them all these budgets to run around spending all this money about, It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. You can go, to move your business to Washington. The office space is plush. It's cheap. All you want. No problem. Where before, all these other people would be lined up for these jobs and whatever they call them now. But the homeless people that live in Washington on the steam vents used to be, Senate subcommittee chairman in pages and pages of the expensive things as it rambled along. But those days have passed. All he's done is put a little nut back into the meat of the coconut.